This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Storms hit the South, Midwest, and Northeast.
We're preparing for the worst.
The reason behind the Defense Secretary's hospitalization.
Prostate cancer and the associated procedures.
NASA's Artemis Moon program delayed.
Safety is our top priority.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Depending on where you are, you've been getting tornadoes, snow, or in the Southeast. Rain, and a lot of it. At least four tornadoes have touched down in northern Florida, including near Graceville.
The back of the house was ripping off, and I almost couldn't get the door shut. It was trying to suck the door open, and I literally had to brace my feet against the wall.
Severe flooding has hit Atlanta and is moving toward Paterson, New Jersey, where CBS New York reporter Christina Fan is.
Families along the Passaic River in Paterson are still physically and emotionally scarred by last December's storm that flooded basements, forced evacuations, and shut down schools.
It lost everything. FEMA, nobody give you nothing. Nothing, a lot, nothing. It's crazy.
In anticipation of severe flooding, Paterson's mayor declared a citywide emergency.
Meantime, Midwesterners are shoveling what in some parts is up to a foot of snow. The Pentagon announced today that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. The White House says nobody there knew that until today. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
Prostate cancer and the associated procedures are obviously deeply personal. You know, we'll continue to work hard to make sure that we're being as transparent as possible moving forward.
The White House chief of staff has ordered cabinet heads to notify his office if they ever cannot perform their duties. With former President Trump looking on, his attorneys in a D.C. federal appeals court have argued whether he is immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump's lawyer, D. John Sauer, tells the three-judge panel.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the judges really got them to admit is that if there's first an impeachment, then there can be a criminal trial. And then there was this up and back about, if that's true, don't the rest of your arguments about presidential immunity really fall away?
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun tells employees that the company is acknowledging its mistake after the mid-air door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight. He's also promising complete transparency, saying they're going to work with the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating the incident. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mixed. The Dow closed down 158 points. The Nasdaq rose 14 points. Now this.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Astronauts will have to wait until next year before flying to the moon and another few years before landing on it. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says when it comes to Artemis 2 and 3, they need
more time to work through the challenges with first-time developments, operations, and integration.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says in order to achieve lasting peace, Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Every partner that I met on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the long-running cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
Russia has detained another apparent U.S. citizen. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Russia has brought drug-related charges against Robert Woodland, ordering him held for 2 months. He was detained earlier this month. Moscow continues to hold other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Marine veteran Paul Whelan.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Ecuador's president declares his country in a state of internal armed conflict after a series of attacks by powerful drug gangs. In one case, armed men broke onto the set of a public TV channel broadcasting live and threatened people while claiming to have bombs. They've been arrested and charged with terrorism. And concerned about what is going on next door, Peru's interior minister has ordered the immediate deployment of a police force to the border with Ecuador. Tax season is almost here. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
January 29th is the official start date of the 2024 tax season. And IRS spokesman Rafael Tolino says the agency has undergone a massive overhaul. So what does that mean for you?
Expanded in-person service, on the phones, a better chance of getting through.
So how long does it take to get your tax return?
3 weeks or less for most of those returns. If you do choose to file by paper, that does take a little longer to process.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A family tragedy in the upper Midwest, CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
Family members of two boys who fell through ice on a lake outside Madison, Wisconsin last weekend say both have died.
I'm angry, heartbroken, numb, devastated, everything. I mean, words can't really explain.
This is unspeakable. Like, this is the horriblest feeling to have on this earth, to lose two kids.
The family says the pond where the 6 and 8-year-old boys fell into does not have any protection around it. The city of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, says it's looking into the issue. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A judge in Las Vegas says the man accused of being the mastermind of rapper Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder can stay on house arrest with electronic monitoring until his trial in June. Bail has been set at $750,000 for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who is charged with murder. That's a World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.